All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Give me a minute, I promise to make it pop. If she come with me, she leave with me, that's on the God. No matter what, no matter just who you are. If you change your mindset, a millionaire's who you are. We shine bright from carbon just like a star. And we hustle hard, stay focused, give it our all. And I
never seen so many riches in my life. Fountains of champagne.
Yo, y'all know the vibe, man. What's going on, man? Welcome to another one. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up in here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight, I'm going to do the same thing for y'all. So y'all hold your horses. We're going to get to it. But as always, like I do each and every week, I have to give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, right? Spotify, Apple, Tidal, wherever you guys get your podcast from, and we in the building. And it's so many of y'all that check us out each and every week to hear what I'm talking about and what my guests got going on. So listen, I want to give y'all thanks. I'm always going to be that person to let the people know that I know support me, how much I appreciate them and all they do, man, when it goes down, right? Because so often, like I said, all the time when it comes to believing in yourself, right? Believing in yourself, it take a lot of energy, right? Because it's so much of yourself that you got to pour out. Like, you got to empty out so much of yourself, right? And very seldom is something really being poured back in, right? Because at the end of the day, most people only look at their own problems and how they feel in regards to what they may think you may be going through. So sometimes, you know, you got to be your own cup filler, and it's hard, but the way that you keep filling your cup is you keep going. And then when every now and then when you know you're in the right space and your purpose is right there for you and you in the right lane, things will start working out for you in a way that you wouldn't really understand. Like, for example, when it comes down to the audio version of this platform and the people that download it, like, that's really dope, because to me, we know when it comes down to anything that has been what they consider popular right now or successful right now than what it looked like. Let's be real. It's been the videos. It's been the visual parts. Not so much that people really want to hear what you got going on, to the fact that they ain't worried about what you look like, what the guests look like, but they want to hear the conversation. So that's fly, man. Word. So thank y'all. Word up. And y'all know I got to do this show. I got to give a shout out to all the sponsors that rock out with your boy. It's a blessing to have people and have products that want to rock out with me and just be like, yo, I like what you got going on. Can you please mention my products? And you know I'm going to do it. So shout out to Aroma Air. For all y'all out there that are into fragrances, that are into oils, though, right? The oil is based with aloe oil, all right? So not the vegetable oil or not the other kind of cutting oil that they use in some of the other fragrant oils that people who wear the oil version and not the alcohol. Because for some people, the alcohol version of fragrances and stuff like that breaks them out. So Aroma Air, they have theirs in aloe. And not only that, they have them in the spray. Because we know most, you know, the oils traditionally come in the roll-ons or you dab it and you hit your... They actually have a spray where you can get it. It's mad convenient. So the link will be in the description. So shout out to Aroma Air and all y'all out there that like the smell good. Then y'all need to check them out. They have shower gels, lotions, and they have oils, body spray oils for you. All right, over 1,000 fragrances. You're gonna see your favorite fragrance up there, and you know, make it shake. All right, boom. Also, want to give a shout out to V Atlas Wine Brand. The wine tastings are coming, y'all. Y'all know the vibe. I just want all of y'all to get ready, get prepared for those of y'all that are local or those of y'all that are traveling. Y'all may be traveling that weekend. You want to come through. The information will be there. So make sure if you want to be in the building and you want that information, all y'all got to do is hit me up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Right, hit me up, put in a subject line, wine tasting event, wine tasting, you know, networking event. Put all, any of those things in the title or the subject line, and I'll get you that information. You know what I'm saying? When we're ready, I'm going to give it to you ahead of time so you can plan out how to beat it, and it's going down. All right, that. Sparking Conversation merch is available. If you guys want a t-shirt and you want to help support the network, help support the brand, I definitely appreciate that. Also, that link will be in the description of this video. Second round libido boosting drink for men and women. Y'all know the box. Get y'all some. The information will also be in the link. Don't forget about Java Burn for all of my coffee drinkers out there. All right. So look, before I bring my guest up, you know I gotta do. I gotta talk to y'all about what's been going on in the week or what I feel like, you know, is a few things that we're gonna discuss. So the first thing I wanna discuss is I wanna say shout out to Clarissa Shields, right, for becoming the first undisputed heavyweight female boxer. And so I think that's amazing for her. Double shout out to her, right? I'm going to make sure that we continue to let the greats know when they're great. Give them their flowers when they're up. Don't wait for them to be down and all this other stuff, because we know boxing is a brutal sport and you have to have a whole lot of confidence in order for you to go in the warrior that you're supposed to be in order to come out victorious, right? But so double shout out to her. Also, double shout out to all of those Grammys that your boy Kendrick Lamar picked up. Double shout out to him. He did really good off of a diss record. That's really crazy, right? When you kind of think about certain things in life, when they say don't wake the bear, I guess that's true, right? Maybe Drake should have left him alone, or maybe Drake should have waited to see if this guy was going to say something to him. If not, just keep making his music and being subliminal. But the fact that you woke him up like that and he put this hit out, and now this hit got him mad Grammys, it's wow. Look at that. Like, you kind of are responsible for it. You really helped him, you know, come through and pick those up. So, I guess double shout out to both of y'all, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, because I guess one helped the other. Didn't even know it, right? So, double shout out to them. So, look, you know, it's been a lot of things happening. You know, a lot of plane crashes, right? A lot of plane crashes. A lot of things happening with the plane crashes and stuff like that. So I've been seeing that has been a big thing out here. And, you know, so many different versions of theories, you know, that people have for what's going on. And so many people now are talking about their fear of flying and they don't want to fly right now and all these other things. And, you know, I don't know, y'all. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that happen out here that we all, you know, we may not know all the details because of what's been done and behind the scenes, but think about this, y'all, spiritually. Let's really be honest with y'all. I tell y'all all the time, we're more than just a physical being. We're both. And sometimes you got to look at things from the spiritual aspect, right? If you understand how to use your discernment, then you can understand that a lot of things are going to happen that is going to be things that you don't believe is supposed to happen. But just understand this, everything can be explained. It's just that if you're willing to take the explanation. It's really up to you. You know, everybody has this what they believe in and what they don't believe in mindset. So that's cool, you know. It doesn't mean that the truth ain't out there. And, you know, because the lie has been such a thing so long that when the truth does come out, people just, you know, they just reject it because they've been so used to the lie. And it's crazy, right? I also, you know, been going on in the week, you know, everything that's been up in arms about the tariffs and stuff like that. And so many people have their own opinions, and they're really scared about, you know, the fact that Trump is using tariffs in order to get certain things to, you know, work out in the favor for the American people, which, I mean, I don't understand why when it comes down to anything in life that people don't see the thing through before they actually are emotionally upset or emotionally bothered by things and decisions that people made. Look, it looks like America voted the man to be in there. So, you know, let him do what he's going to do. I mean, the end of the day is this, y'all. I say this to y'all all the time. Whatever goes on out there with the people who are making all the decisions, the power people, the money people, the world leaders, and all this other shit, yo. The one thing that all these other countries got to realize is that no matter how much beef you got with whoever you're looking at, it's the people that run these places that got the beef, not the people who live in these places. So I always want y'all to understand, man, just remember that. Like, right? Like, we accept so many different things here. Culturally, it's probably every ethnicity ever in the world right here in the United States. And if they have a business, I promise some, we've been supporting it, some shape, form, or fashion. So I don't get it. I mean, we look at things from, you know, a place of just always being moved by emotion. But to the point where, you know, just because of the tariffs, we got this thing where, you know, you got to really be a person who getting money out here to look at $100 million and just sneeze at it. Because, you know, Quebec was saying that they going to cancel this deal that they had with Elon for Starlink, which was worth $100 million. And, you know, Elon retweeted it and was like, oh, well, like, he don't care about the money. And so whenever you have people around who don't care about that, then it kind of makes you wonder, like, well, who are the people that do care about the money? Because, you know, the American tax dollar has been going to a whole bunch of stuff that's been covered up with just people talking, but y'all guys don't got no receipts. And when it comes down to the audits, they always failing. But I don't understand why the people don't get upset about them failing the audits. If you believe in all of these causes and these places and you feel like they're supposed to get the money, then why wouldn't you be just saying, yo, just prove us all right. Let us get the audit. Get the audit and let's see what's going on. Let's see where the money going. And then y'all tell me if y'all still are going to be upset and wanting to march and wanting to do all these other things that they're trying to get y'all to do just based off of your emotions. They're triggering you off of your emotions. We got to find a way to stop doing that, y'all. Come on, man. It's time, right? It's time for us to take control of your own life and your own thoughts. It's okay that you think differently than everybody else. But at the same time, you can't always let people know how to move you. Your emotions can't be the one thing that gets you to do stuff without thinking through or being able to comprehend what's been going on out there. So, look, the comments are wide open tonight. If you guys have any questions for my guests, if you guys have anything that's interesting to y'all as we get through the conversation, because I'm about to bring my guests up real quick because tonight's conversation is going to be amazing. It's one that I've been wanting to have for a while. Very seldom do you have people on that you can actually, you know, when you do your investigation, you know, the way that other people move is where you kind of understand whether a person is really real or whether they just talk a bunch of shit, you know? And anybody can guess a bunch of stuff off of people. But then there's very few people that can be direct. And tonight's guest, we're going to get into some things, all right? So I'm going to pull them up, man. We got my guy, Spirit Medium Daniel, in the building. So let's get this going tonight. Yo, 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 what's going on, brother?
How are you, my friend? Good to be here. Absolutely good to be here.
Yeah, man, definitely. And great to have you, man, for real. Like I was saying in my intro, man, I'm anxious to have this conversation with you, bro, because I feel like you're the real deal, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I did my research, and I feel like you're the real deal. So before we get into
You did research on me. Uh-oh, here we go.
yeah. I had to because of your title. Your title deserves research, right? But look, listen, before we get into anything, please introduce yourself to the audience and let them know why you're on the platform this evening.
Sure. My name is Daniel Jackson. I go by Spirit Medium Daniel. I see dead people, but I don't just see dead people. I see dogs, cats, horses, cows, fish, other beings from other worlds. I communicate with what we refer to as archangels, but they are not men with wings and shields and swords. And if you believe that, you need to think differently because they are not. They are not here to save you. God does not send them here to save you. No one has a guardian angel. You don't have a guardian angel following you around, because if you had a guardian angel following you around, guarding you from everything in your life, then what would you learn? You wouldn't learn anything. So let go of that notion of these guardian angels, and God is here to help you with everything. God put you here. He wants us to figure out the rest. That's what he wants us to do. He's not going to hold our hand through everything in our lives. We have to figure this thing out on our own, but we can do this together. We have spiritual guides who will come along and help you with that. But is God going to step down from heaven every single time you think you need $10 or $20 or $1,000? He is not going to do that. He wants you to make better decisions so you can find that yourself, so you can figure it out yourself. That's what he's here to do, to let us know that we are here to take care of each other.
Well, the good thing is, based on your title, right, Spirit Medium, a lot of people, when you hear that, they don't necessarily equate it to God, right? They're equated to their own gift, and they leave it at that, right? And they use a bunch of other things. So it's good that you tie it back to the Creator about, you know, your gift, because it's definitely a gift. So before we get a little bit deeper, let's talk about what a medium is, right? Like what a spirit medium is. So, you know, tell the audience in your perspective, what is a spirit medium?
A spirit medium is someone, I communicate with spirit. But again, I see spirit all the time. I don't ever not see them. In a sense, like I see the woman who's standing behind you on your left-hand side. Her name is Carolyn. She is 47 years old. She died in 1963. She has blonde hair. She has green eyes. And she's just hanging out with you. She's there all the time. She's where you are in your space all the time. And the way that I see that is because if you like it, look at the walls behind you. What color are the walls behind you, Ron?
It's like a... some type of like a beige, a really light beige.
To you, it's that color. Yeah, I don't see that. I see that color, but I also see a blue mist within that as well. I see what is we would refer to as the veil. The veil doesn't ever turn off for me. It's in my regular vision. I don't just see it in the walls. I see it in you. I see it in your complexion. I see it in your shirt. I see it in your watch. I see it in your headphones. I see that blue mist in everything. That's energy, but that energy I'm seeing is the veil, so it never turns off for me. It never goes away. And I can see what's going on around us everywhere. I see it everywhere I go. It doesn't turn off for me. So just imagine that. Imagine closing your eyes and not only seeing darkness, but I see thousands of faces in front of me. So I try to go to sleep with that in front of your face all the time. It's not easy. And that's what being a medium is for me, but that's just for me. All mediums don't have what I have. We all have something similar, but we get answers differently. This is the way that I get my answers, and my answers come from seeing spirit, and then they start talking to me. Or I also, like as I say, I get all my information. Now, all that information I found out about that woman there is actually coming from archangels. They are putting it into my mind, which is now part of my own thought, and I get that as soon as I look at her, and I get all that information put into me. And that's
wow, that's amazing. So with that, is that where you get information for the person that is in front of you from the spirit that's with them? Or is that another sense?
That's not specifically what I do. What I do is they come to me because most of the time they can't figure out what is going on in their lives. They have a problem with direction. They have a problem with trying to find their purpose in life. and I get those answers for them. I'm not the one who you're going to come to and start talking to me about your when am I going to find my soulmate or something like stupid like that, because people right. don't even understand what a soulmate is. A soulmate is we're all souls. We all come from the same place. We all come here to learn things. And that place that we come from, maybe that soul that you were there in contact with at many different moments, there was one that you just got along with better than everybody else. You hung out with them more. You knew everything about them more, because we're all come from the same place anyway, and you know everything about them anyway. But there's that one that you were just always with all the time. You spent most of the time with, and then you both had to come back here, and then you meet up here again, because now that soulmate is not absolutely someone you're going to fall in love with. And that's the thing that everyone thinks it is. Because why? Because there's so many fake mediums out there telling you this bullshit. What they right. are is they could be your mom and dad. It could be a brother and sister. Your soulmate could be a dog or a cat. And you're not just going to have one soulmate. You're going to have many soulmates. Why? Because we're all soulmates in a sense, because we are all family. We are all related to each other. We all come from the same place, the soul family. But we come here to learn things.
Right. Yeah, I've definitely heard that. So we got a couple of questions for you already. The sure. first one is, how did you identify your gift and how did you learn how to deal with it?
I've always seen spirit ever since I was 3 years old. But my whole family was seeing them. We lived in a town in New Jersey, and I was right next to the Delaware River. And in that town, there was a park there. It was a battlefield. It used to be a battlefield where the Hessians fought. And so we were all in that area seeing some type of spiritual thing going on in our homes. But then after my mom and dad and I moved from there down to Delaware when I was 17, I was the only one who was continuing to see them so much. My brothers and sisters still see things, but I had more occurrences. I had more instances happening with me all the time. But it just continued throughout my entire life. It never went away. And as the older I got, the more it became, more intense it became. But it wasn't until I was turning 50 years old that my wife went away on vacation for 2 weeks to California to visit her daughter. And then for 2 weeks in my home, I saw everything you could ever imagine in a horror movie happening in my house. I was seeing green and red mist pour out of the walls. I was seeing skulls floating around with red eyes and fangs. And I saw 7-foot skeletons walking around the house. So what I did is I went out and tried to get this investigated. I was looking on the internet for information that I could find. And I found that the typical things, like somebody said, put salt around your room and that'll protect you from the negative energies. The only thing that does is make your room salty. Or they said, put crosses up around the room. Well, how can you expect a cross to work? Because the cross is a form of punishment. So how are you going to make something negative go away with a form of punishment? As well as the Bible is also, but the Bible has rape and murder in it. How do you think that is going to be used to make a negative energy go away? Seriously? I mean, read the pages of the Bible, because people say they live by the Bible. They don't. They live by the bullet points of the Bible that fit their lives. That's what they do. If they live by all the rape and murder that was actually going on in the Bible, they wouldn't be living by the Bible. They're full of themselves. So, all of that stuff was taking place, I had to investigate that. I had a paranormal group come to my house. By the time they got done being at my house, when they got onto my front lawn, they quit. They actually wouldn't even come back into my home anymore, because they said they never get that kind of information from just one home. It usually takes 10 or 15 to get that kind of information. So I eventually sought out some mediums. I found 5 mediums. Every one of them didn't know each other, but every one of them told me the same story about me. And one of them in particular helped me to move forward with this, because I didn't even know what this was until she told me that I was an untrained medium. And that's why all this was happening, because I see so many spirit in the day. It's like being in a room with 1,000 people, except nobody leaves and more just keep coming in. That's what my life is like. And if you think that is glamorous, you better think again. That is not glamorous. They bug you all day long. They want to talk to you all day long. They will talk to you all night long, because there is no time and space where they are. Does that sound like it's glamorous? So any of those ones you watch on TV, they're full of shit, because it ain't glamorous. Okay. So let it go. But it is important. So So I found out that there was more to me than just seeing spirit. I was here to communicate with spirit, to hopefully cross them over into the light. And that's what I learned how to do. But before I had to learn how to do that, I had to have a sit-down talk with God to decide if I was going to do this or not. And I just chose to move forward with it. When I did, I asked him for help. But just making the decision to move forward with it, he knew that I was ready for it because I was at rock bottom at that point. He brought me the help that I needed, and that help was other people he brought into my life and other mediums, a group of mediums that brought them. He brought them into my life, and those group of mediums helped me to develop what I have now. But it's like anything in life. You either get used to it or you don't. You either learn to accept yourself or you don't. And I learned to accept myself.
Right. Well, yo, I guess that's it. So we got another question. The question is, how did Carolyn get attached to Rawan, and why did she choose to attach herself to him?
She didn't. She is just here. They don't always attach themselves to people. Some of them they do because they do like you, and they do like your energy for who you are, and that's why she is here. But she is just here because wherever spirit is, they just are. They just be. They are everywhere. They don't take bathroom breaks. They don't take breaks from you. They are around you 24/7. So anyone who's watching and listening, whenever you wake up and do your daily routine in your day, you get up and you shit, shower, and shave, and you get ready for work, and then you eat some breakfast, and then you go to work, and you do your job, and I don't know, maybe you don't do your job because not everybody's good at doing their job, but some people are lazy, but you know how it is. And then they come home from work, and then they eat some dinner, and they watch some TV, and then they go to sleep and wake up and do it all over again. Spirit is around you 24/7. Everywhere you go, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, spirit is around you 24/7. They are everywhere. Like I said, they don't take bathroom breaks. So when you're in the bathroom and you're going to the bathroom or you're taking a shower or whatever you're doing in the bathroom, whatever you're doing, and I mean whatever you're doing throughout the day, they are watching you. But they don't really care to see what you do anyway. Why? Because they don't have to do it anymore. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They don't breathe. They don't take showers. They don't go to the bathroom anymore. They just are where they are. And most of them are just connecting with each other, just hanging out with each other. But sometimes they will come through. Sometimes they show themselves. But not all spirit want to be seen. Some of them do want to be seen. Most of them don't. That's all. But they're just around. They're just around us all the time. If people really knew what was going on around them, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, when in fact there is no 24 hours or 7 days a week or 365 days because there is no actual time. Because you wake up in a baby body and you go, wah, and your mom and dad go, I'm your mom and dad. And you go, I don't know who the hell you are, but okay. And they teach you the ways of the world. You just wake up in a body and you go until you don't go. You don't slow down. You go to sleep, but your body's still going. But all that stuff that's going on around you is always going on around you. If you actually knew what was going on around you in the spirit realm, you'd go into a closet and hide, but you're still not getting away from them.
Right. I was going to say, they're going to be in a closet with you, right?
Correct. So they're everywhere you are.
What does it say about the spirits that may be hanging around? Like, is there anything from them that you get? Not necessarily if a person, like for me, for example,
they're just around. They're living lives as well. They're not just standing there going, they're hanging out with, you know what I see spirit doing all the time? I see them making out all the time. I see them hugging and kissing. I see them doing more than that. I see them doing everything. Everything you've ever wanted to imagine you wish you could be in a porno movie or something like that. I see them doing everything. Right. Because you still can, because it's energy transfer. What do you think sex here is? Why does it feel so good?
Yeah.
Because it is an energy transfer. That's what's going on. So they are doing the same thing, but not all of them. Some of them are just walking around talking to each other. But those are the ones that I see in the lower energy realm. I also see into what we call heaven too, and they're doing the same thing. But in that place, it's all about love and joy and happiness there. Whereas in the lower energy realm, they're doing whatever the hell they want to do. And there's no rules there. Yeah, not everything there that I see is nice. I see some things. Sometimes it looks like the worst horror film you've ever seen in your life, but you can't turn it off. It's just there. And I can't turn it off. It's just there until it stops. And then something else happens. But it never stops happening for me.
How do you deal with that in that sense? Because, you know, in so many ways, I know you said you had to be trained into understanding that you had this gift.
Yeah, well, that part of it wasn't easy as well, but yeah.
Okay. So that's my point. Like, how do you deal with the unwanted feelings sometimes? Because like you said, you can see things when they're just chilling and just around. It's no rhyme or reason for them to be around. They're just around. But then you see the unpleasant things as well from those spirits, right? Because, you know, in so many ways, we are told that when people pass, their physical, that their spirits go to holding places. So for those people who still see these things and still see people that they related to or whatever, you know, they're called all kind of names, or it's crazy, or that's not true, and all these other things. So how was you able to deal with it and not look and not put yourself in a category where you felt like you was going to need medicine? Because some people that have gifts don't know it's a gift.
Correct.
And then now they think that they got something wrong with them psychologically. So now they're insane. Need medicine to try to balance it out. Right.
Yeah, like the people who are somebody who's in a hospital because they say they're hearing voices all the time. What do you think that is? A lot of that is when they say, oh, they're making me do things. That's the negative ones. There's a lot of bad ones. You have to discern the difference between the good ones and the bad ones. And when you hear a bad one come in, I tell them to just go away. I'm not going to listen to them and just leave me alone because you're wasting your time because I'm not going to do what you're asking me to do because I work for God and I'm going to do what he wants me to do. That's what I do. But not everybody can do that because they let it get to them. But they let it get to them because they choose to let it get to them. They can just choose differently, but not everyone knows how to do that. They have to figure that out for themselves. But I figured out what works for me and what doesn't work for me because that's the thing, as I tell people, there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes. There's no right and wrong, and there's no epic failures. There's only what works and what doesn't work. You just have to figure out what doesn't work in order to find out what does work. And sometimes you got to go through some things that don't work for you until you find out what does. But so that's the way you have to look at it. You have to look at it, you know, oh, I'm hearing these voices. Well, maybe there's something more to it. Maybe go out and investigate it. That's what I did. I went out and found people who were going through this as well, or have already gone through this. I went out and found my people because I had to find people who were like me to help me to figure this out. Just like anything in this world, anything that you're going through in this world doesn't have to necessarily be what I have, but anything in this world that you're having a problem with, well, there's 7.5 billion people out there. Someone else is going through or has gone through what you are going through. You're not just singled out like somebody who breaks their leg and thinks they're the only person walking around with a broken leg. There's somebody else out there who's been through what you've been through. Go out and find them. That's what you do, and find out what their experiences were like, and how they've remedied those experiences. I did the same thing, and I found people who were having the same experiences and more, and then they helped me to figure out what was going on, and then I learned for myself to discern the difference between what is good and what is not good for me, the bad spirits and the good ones. And then I've learned to stay away from the negative ones and tell them where to go and what to do and to leave me alone. What I don't do is I don't use any curse words or anything like that, because when you do that, that means you're putting out negativity. You're putting out negative energies, of which is inviting them to come in and be more of a problem to you. So I just tell them to go away and leave me alone. So, but yeah, it takes a little bit. It's something you have to learn to develop for yourself. But again, there's some people who have that problem and they think they're going crazy, and then they just let themselves go crazy by it. It all depends on how you handle it. It's different for everybody.
Right. And I think that's the thing, because most people don't understand what that is whenever they feel like they have a spiritual gift. Like, you know, because it's all different levels, right? Just like how you said you're a certain type of medium, but then there's people who, you know, do things like where they only talk to the dead, right? For people's loved ones. They can call people loved ones. Then there are people who do readings, right, with cards, like tarot readings and tarot cards. And then you have those who do palm readings and stuff like that. And then I've heard that there's people who can do readings of your life based on the lines in your hand. And then is the one that interesting to me is the, I'm going to let you get to it. We're going to let you get to it. So another thing that's interesting to me is the thing about the past lives, you know? So it's different types of gifts, of spiritual gifts that people pretty much speak of. So along those lines, what are the ones that you pretty much gravitate to and the ones that you know, feel like is bullshit?
There's a lot of them out there that are bullshit. there's these people out there who do something different along the lines in that same realm. They do something called taking a picture of your aura, an aura picture. That's bullshit. You can't take a picture of your aura. That's your soul. They can't take a picture of your soul. They're taking a picture of your heat signature, but they're charging you $90 for it. Okay. Astrology is complete and total bullshit. Here's astrology. A bunch of people standing around looking up at the stars saying, hey, if we play connect the dots, it makes a fish. No, it doesn't. Why is there only 12 separate signs? What about the other gazillion stars and all the other gazillion galaxies? You think they got something to do with you too? No, they don't, okay? Because the original calendar was 5 months, then it was 9 months, then it was 10 months, and then it was 12 months, meaning they had five signs, then they created four more because they created four more months. And then they created another month, so they created another sign. And then they created two more months, and then they created two more signs. In other words, it's all bullshit. Why? Because your body is born. It's not particularly born under stars. It's just born. But your soul is created. And your soul is a non-physical being that has nothing to do with physical items other than your body being here to walk around in this physical world to learn physical lessons and learn a physical purpose. Your soul has nothing to do with stars. You go to heaven. Do you think there's any stars there? No, there's not. Okay. There's a lot of stuff out there that is just bullshit out there. But you have to walk around. And again, I tell people, I do a show up in Tucson, Arizona. It's about 70 miles north of me. And when you go there, I tell people that walk in, they say, I've never done this before. What should I do? Well, walk up to each table, walk around and get a feeling for it. Walk up and just stand in front of each table. And if it feels good to you, then go to that person. If it doesn't feel good to you, walk away. Because if it doesn't feel good to you, that means your soul is telling you, this is not a good idea. This is not going to work for you. Walk away. Anytime that you get those types of feelings, what we call gut feelings, that is your soul. They call it your intuition. That is your soul telling you, talking to you, saying, hey, this is a good idea. You should go there. You're going to get something. And if you get something, you feel that, then go do it. But that's anything in your life. If you're about to walk into a building and you go, I don't feel right about this, that's your soul telling you don't walk in there. It's very simple. But yeah, there's a lot of these bullshit con artists out there who are going to tell you, oh, I'm an intuitive business strategist and I can help you get your business going. Well, your intuition, the first two letters is IN, means in, means you. Your intuition is for you. It's not for you to use yours for someone else. It's for you to use your own for your own self. That's what you do. So there's other people out there who are a bunch of snake oil salesmen, a bunch of hucksters trying to tell you, oh, I can help you with this and because I can use my intuition. Anybody can use their intuition. Anybody can. But you have to want to take the time and have the willingness and the commitment to do it. Anybody can do it. So when you see these people out there, if you go to these psychic arts fairs and all these types of things, let your soul guide you. Listen to it first before you walk in there and just think, oh, every medium in there is going to tell me what I want to hear. Because if you're going in there to get answers that you want to hear, then that's your ego talking. Then turn around and walk back out because you're not in there for the right reason. As I always tell everybody, you may not get the reading that you want, but you will get the reading that you need because I will give you the answers that you need. The only problem is you may not like the answers because everybody doesn't like the truth. But when I get answers for you, it is coming from archangels. It is coming from God. It is the truth. But not everybody likes that truth because it doesn't fit into their life. Well, you better turn your fucking life around and get it into your life because that's what you need.
Facts. So listen, so when you do readings, do you use the cards too? Or
no, I don't do anything. Nope, I don't use cards. I don't use pendulums. I don't use anything. I get it all naturally. Anybody who has to use cards for it, that's a crutch because they don't even trust their own ability enough to use it on its own. They have to do it with something else. I don't do that. I don't need a crutch. I can walk through life plainly just like anybody else. Confident.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about past lives. All right. So how are you able to pick up, being that you do see spirits, how are you able to pick up on one's past lives?
That's not my thing either. I don't do past lives because your past lives are not important because your past lives were important when you were living them. What's important is what you do now. Okay. You don't need a story from 100 years ago. Why? Because was your life like it? Is your life now like it would be 100 years ago? Because 100 years ago, they didn't have electricity. They didn't have running water. They didn't have heaters and air conditioners and all that stuff. They didn't have cars, and they didn't have Facebook, and they didn't have internet. So how do you think that's going to equate to your life now? Why would you think that?
That's cool.
And people will come to me and say, well, maybe I was related to a king or a queen and stuff like that. And I would say to them, so you want to be related to someone who stood on the backs of other people who raped and murdered and killed them for their own money, their own power and their own greed? You think that is noble? You want to be related to that? Because I don't find that very noble myself. Let it go.
I hear you.
Besides that,
these are all
your past lives were important, but if you're even up to your recent past life pet behind this one, if your life was so important, you would have gotten it right, and you wouldn't have had to come back now. Because what does everybody have in common with everybody else in the world? The other 7.5 billion people, they've all been to heaven. They all had to come back, just like you. So what's that make us all? Equal.
Yeah.
We all had to come back again. We didn't get it right. So why do you think your past life is so freaking important? It didn't get it right. What's important is for you to get it right this time so you don't have to come back and do it all over again.
That's a fact. So look, that's cool. So we pretty much touched on a lot of the things that people use as a means to, you know, identify their gift. So whenever you're reading people, is the energy that the person is on in front of you affected, or can you pick up, you know, in spite of, because, you know, you said something earlier about if a person come to you talking about, am I with the person I love and all this other stuff, that ain't it. Don't come to you for that. So, but a person may be going through something in life, might have got fired, might have got this, that, and the third. So how is that when it comes to your readings, when you do for them, being that you just pick up from the spirit and not from the
Well, the way that I do a reading is when someone comes down and sits down in front of me, the first thing I say to them, I give them my spiel. I tell them, I can only tell the truth one way. I can't tell it 50 ways until one way suits you. Meaning if you ask me a question and I get the answer, that's the answer. If you don't like the answer because you don't like the truth, that's not my problem. Not yours. Let it go. Okay. Then I let them know. I communicate with archangels. They are not men with wings and shields and swords by any means. No one has a guardian angel following them around. If you had a guardian angel following you around, guarding you from everything, you wouldn't learn anything. So, and then what I'd have from that point is I tell them to reach out and hold my hand. And I told them, give me a good grip. And they hold on to my hand. What happens next is I close my eyes. And then I see things in front of me. I see pictures in front of me. But most of the time, I see spirit animals in front of me. And the spirit animal will act out for me what that person is doing in their life right now. And as they're showing me that, I, with my eyes closed, I will tell them what the animal is doing and showing me what they're doing as a person and where their life is going right now. And every time I open my eyes, I have to grab a box of tissues because they're crying, because I get everything right, because I don't screw around. And they don't screw around for me. They show me everything. So, and at that point, I tell them what is taking place, and then I guide them through what they need to do in order to get away from where they are right now in their lives. I give them peace of mind and clarity, but I give them direction. I'm not here to tell you how you can pursue getting your 6 cars and 7 houses and 10 boats. You want to do that? You go talk to that circus act over there, because I don't do that bullshit. I will get you direction so you can get your lessons learned, your purpose fulfilled, and you can go home and not have to come back here and do this again. That's what I do. If you want that fake shit, go to one of those fake ones. I don't do that.
Hey, man, I feel you, man. Listen, it's going to be a lot of people who are going to watch this, and they're going to probably really try to figure this thing out, because, you know, even when it comes down to spirituality at all, you know, people who don't even go to mediums and stuff like that, or tarot readers and things like that, they get all of their spirituality, so to speak, from the church. And religion and spirituality is not the same thing. So mental blocks that people have all the time, just based on the way that they've been raised and indoctrinated, you know, and all these other things. How do you deal with that when it comes down to your clients? Because I'm sure, well, no, let me not say I'm sure. Let me ask you. Do all your clients come, they have to come see you in person, or do you ever have sessions like this?
I have sessions like this. A lot of the readings I do, I actually get a lot of readings from people seeing me on a podcast, and I always ask them what podcast they were on. I write that down, and then I say, why did you come to me? And they said, because I came to you because I know you're going to tell me the truth. And they're correct. That's what I'm going to do. I don't bullshit them around. I don't give them all the love and light, and everything is rainbow and unicorn stuff, you know, because everybody wants to think the world is wonderful. It is not. Life is hard. Right. It's not meant to be easy. If it were meant to be easy, what would be the point of living? Because if you were given everything in your lifetime, you wouldn't appreciate the things that you do have. But yeah, they come to me sometimes in the video form, and I do that. But I do like it when they come to me in person. I like that a little bit more, because I can get more especially from holding their hand and seeing what's going on with them. But usually when they come to me in the video form, they're coming to me to ask me questions, and I get the answers for them. And then we discuss that. And whenever I do a reading for someone, I charge $150, but it lasts for 2 hours. Sometimes that goes longer than 2 hours. I've had readings that last for 4 hours. You know how much I charge after that? I don't. Because I'm not there to make money at this. It does take my time out of the day to do that. They're not paying for the reading. They're paying for the time to me to give them the reading. But even it lasts for 3-4 hours, I don't care. As long as they're getting the information that they came for, that they needed, and I'm going to get it for them, because that's what they need. That's what they came for. So as long as they walk out of there, and I always ask them at the end, are we good? Are we okay? You got everything you needed to know? Yes? Good. And what I do for them when I do the video one is we record it as well. So that way, because it is a lot of information, it is a lot to take in. Plus, they got to get past all my stupid jokes, because I got a lot of stupid jokes. But I record everything for them, so that way, if they missed anything while we were talking, they can go back and listen to it again, and then they can retain it a little bit easier. But I do readings. I mean, I've done them over the phone, but I don't really particularly like that way. But I can do it. Again, they're just asking me questions. But to see what's really going on with them, I prefer to do it in person, because I can actually connect with them more, and I can just close my eyes and see what's going on and see what's going on around them as well. I mean, I could see that woman standing behind you just because I see that woman standing behind you. Sorry about that, Rob, but I just do. But it doesn't turn off or anything. But it does. Any way that I can get to someone and I can help them, I'll do my best. I'm always going to get them answers. That's not a problem. But it depends upon what kind of questions they ask and how they ask them. That's where it comes into play.
Well, you know, because I was thinking too, because I know you you emphasize a few times that, you know, you're going to give them the truth. So is there any times where the truth is good or happy in that sense, and not maybe something that people don't want to hear? Or is mostly the time you're giving them what is... Okay.
Yeah, the truth is always going to be... It's not always going to be sad, but it is hard sometimes. But I give all the information that comes in for me to give them. I do tell them like it is. I don't hold anything back. I've had some very rough readings before, but it's because the people needed to hear it. I did a reading for a lady one time who came in, and she said, "So what did the angels have for me, Daniel?" And I was like, "What?" I started laughing. Her mom was with her. And I looked at her mom, and her mom looked at me, and she said, "That's why I brought her here, because I knew you were going to straighten her out on this. I knew you were going to tell her the truth. We've been listening to you on the podcast, and I knew you were going to tell her the truth." I said, "Honey, you don't have angels with you." I said, "You walk around taking 1,000 selfies all day long, and then you post them on Facebook and social media so you can show everybody how wonderful you are." I said, "Do you really think angels will help you do that? Do you really think angels are here to help you post selfies on Facebook all day long?" And she looked at me and she said, "How'd you know I do that?" I said, "Because you're talking to the fucking medium. That's how I know that." I said, "That's what you're doing. You don't have angels with you." I said, "You don't need an angel to go get a cup of freaking coffee. You don't need an angel to help you take selfies on Facebook and post on, look how wonderful I am. You want to be wonderful? Right. Go out and show people they're actually wonderful without having to take a picture of it." That's the most wonderful people in this world don't have to be pat on the back for it or be in front of a camera for it. They're doing it for the reason of just because. That's why. So sometimes I have to do readings like that. Because why? Because she needed to hear this so she would stop walking around doing all the stupid shit she does. So that's right. What I do. But there are other videos, there are other ones out there who get lots of information. Why? Because they are good people, but they're just having a hard time. They're having a hard time in their lives and they're struggling. And I give them the hope that they're looking for. I give them their answers that they need to hear to help them move along in their way, to let go of all this pain, anger, sorrow, grief, guilt, anguish, and all that stuff that everyone has been taught. You've been taught how to have an ego. You don't wake up in that baby body having it, you know? You wake up in that baby going, "Wow, you're a baby." I mean, if you take two children of the age of 2 years old of every race, creed, and color and stick them all in one giant room and then turn two of them around and ask them, "I want you to point to me, who in this room do you hate?" They're going to look at you like you're crazy because they haven't learned how to hate anybody yet. So everything you know in this world, you learned it from somebody else. Stop learning it. Unlearn that stuff and get back to where the truth is, where the true answers are, the ones that are within you. Ask that place first. And if you can't go there, come find me. I'll help you with it. That's what I do.
We all, and I mean this too, and I'm talking to my audience and everybody else though, you know, I think accountability plays a big part in our lives. Right. And
correct.
For us to just be able to accept
correct
things that we can help and things that we cannot. So often do you have people who just don't think that they're wrong. Right. They don't think they're wrong. They don't think they do wrong. And they think that because of their intentions, that it's always supposed to be looked at as right. And it's not, you know. People not understanding when to pick their battles versus wanting to always be critical at times just because you feel that way, but you don't have the same energy when it's time for you to be positive. So I think, you know, accountability plays a lot when it comes down to anything, because even if a person comes to see you, like you said, the answers are the answers, but in order for them to accept the answers, it's going to take some accountability.
Correct.
Right? It's still going to boil down to those particular things. So that's why I say, you know, regardless of a person's title, so to speak, and where they may get information from, whether they come to you, whether they go to a therapist, whether they go to a life coach, however a person feels they need to go figure out what's wrong with them. If you are not willing to take accountability for the answers that you're going to get based on the things that the questions that you ask and things that you want to receive, it's really not going to matter who you go to, because you're still going to have to be the person at the end of the day that takes accountability for the information that you're given. And that's just the truth. I mean, it's just how I feel about it. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. They don't take accountability for it. They need to take, but like you said, in order to take that accountability, they got to be doing something with the answers. You can't just, they don't just come to me and get an answer and go, oh, okay, Daniel, and then walk away and go, I'll do it some other time. No. If you're coming to me because you want answers, you want answers from God, I will get you the answer. But he wants you to do something with it right now. He doesn't want you to wait for it. I mean, when you wake up in the morning and you do you're about to do something, and then you suddenly get a thought inside your mind that says, I need to go to the mall today. And you go, I think I need to go to the mall today. Where do you think that's coming from? Do you think it's coming from you? You think it's coming from your brain? It's coming from a perfect place. It's coming from there. It's coming from there, talking to your spirit guides, talking to your soul, trying to get you to go do that. And every single time that you talk yourself out of it, this is what you're doing. You're basically telling God, I ain't got time for you today, God. I got something better to do. Why would you do that? Why? Because the world taught you to do that. Because the world gave you an ego. Because the world wants you to believe that you shouldn't have any trust and faith within yourself to do anything. Because only they can save you. You know, you've heard of they. They tell you one day to wear this kind of shoe. They tell you the next day you got to wear this kind of dress or this kind of shirt or have this kind of pocketbook. You know what they need to do? They need to shut the hell up. But what we need to do is we need to stop listening. We need to start listening to what's inside of us, our soul, that internal compass inside of us that's trying to guide us. But all those, also those messages, those ideas that are coming into our mind to do these things are coming from that place. The good ones are. There are some bad ones that come, but those bad ones are coming from negative energy. So when they come in, don't listen to them. Listen to the good ones, okay? And then you learn to listen, trust, and follow through. That's what you do. And I mean trust and follow through. I don't mean follow through tomorrow or next week. I mean when it's telling you to do it, go do it. Don't put it off. Don't listen to your ego and don't listen to the other egotistical pieces of crap around you trying to tell you that you shouldn't be doing this. Why? Because they don't know you, but your soul does.
Right.
Listen to it instead. But yeah, it's the accountability of that, of listening, trusting, and following through that's going to mean something. Everyone else's crap is just crap.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head with that because I think all the time about, you know, how as adults we lose our imagination, right? Because we're told that once you reach a certain age in life, you no longer can use your imagination. You have to just look at whatever you're looking at and just see it for that. Very seldom are you able to go within you to get the answers that you need. Something has to come from you from the outside. You know, if it's religion that people says, they're waiting on God to tell them something from the outside. Most people blame it on Jesus from the outside, Holy Spirit from the outside. There's always something that they feel like from the outside is going to give them something versus what's in them. And I think that's the hardest thing to decipher sometimes, even when you're building relationships with people in life, is that, you know, how do they see the cup? And it's very important. And some people, you know, I think for most people, they want to use the benefit of doubt in all aspects, but not so much so. And I think when people tell you how they are, you gotta accept them for that, because how do you see the
correct
cup, right? Do you see it half full or half empty? And that is what determines the type of person that you're looking at. It just determines. You know, and for so many people, it could be simple things like that could help you make the best decisions in your life, but you won't, because they don't have the bells and whistles behind that, right? Or like the title behind
correct
that. Or even
correct.
Like for you guys being, you know, mediums and stuff like that, when a person come to y'all, they expect y'all to have the answer, but then, like I said, they still be having a level of skepticism in there. But why? Because that helps them not to take accountability, right? Like,
correct.
I don't know if I really believed him. He didn't get everything told me, right? He didn't get my, you know, he got the birthday right, but he didn't get the month, you know, like whatever. It's like certain things that people use as means to not take accountability. So, you know, I think it's important though, bro. I think it's important.
Absolutely.
So you hit the nail on the head. Because a lot of our purpose, a lot of us that have a purpose out here, you're going to hear those faint but constant pushes for you to make a move, for you to do something,
yes,
for you to get up and make something happen, right?
Yeah,
and not
but you,
just sit on your gift.
Yeah, and you gotta want to do that too. You can't just, I mean, not everybody's going to be able to do everything for you in this life. They're never going to be able to. You're going to have to go out and do it yourself. You can't just sit around with your thumb up your ass all day long and do nothing. You got to be proactive in your life. And that's what's going to get you where you need to be. And no one's going to do it for you. Asking God to do it for you isn't going to make anything happen, you know. Asking God to give you the strength to do anything isn't really going to make it happen either. You have to sum up that strength yourself. Again, he put you here. He wants you to do the rest. He doesn't want you to sit around and just pray to him all day and ask him to do it for you. Why would he put you here if he wanted you to do that?
Yeah, you know what? I get where you're coming from, and that make a lot of sense. And I think for me, I've stood on that. And then for other people, I've heard when it comes to that, because like I said, you know, with the basis of religion, it comes doctrination. And for that, they tell you to give everything to God. They tell you to put
10%.
Everything on him, give him 10%. Everything.
So yeah, no.
You said 10%?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They tell you that too. Yeah.
That's the people who want to tell you how to live your life the way they want you to live it while giving them 10%. Why do they want you to give them 10%? Because they don't want to go out and get a real job. That's why. Because they don't want it to do it for themselves. They want you to do it for them. It's extortion. That's what it is.
Yeah, but but that whole thing that you said, though, really, to be honest, like when you think about it, most people go to God for direction, right? And through prayer is what I would think, right? Or conversation with God, however people do whatever they do. But then they expect him to do it for them versus whenever I feel like people go to God and they don't necessarily ask what they can do to make it happen. They ask him to do it. And then when it doesn't get done the way that they expect it, they automatically feel like it's not meant for them, or
God has failed them or something like that.
God has failed them. Yeah. And it turns them away from God, or it makes them feel like something is wrong with them versus them asking God how they themselves can make whatever they need happen. Right?
Right,
God, I need $1,000. They expect it to show up in the scratch off or show up in just on the ground, right? Because you hear the story about the manna, right?
Correct.
So I'm just saying, in life, there's a lot of people who, you know, they're looking at God to do everything versus asking God how they can do it themselves. So.
Right. If God wants you to do it. He doesn't. He's not going to do it for you. He's. If he was going to do it for you again, then why would he put you here? He put you here for a reason. He put you here for a reason to be amongst each other, for us to figure it out together. He's not going to put you here and go, oh, then let me do this for you. Let me do that for you. Let me do that for you. Because I don't think enough of you to do it for you. If he didn't think enough of you to do it yourself, why would he put you here in the first place? So stop asking him to fix all your problems. You have problems because you made your problems. As I always tell people, we create our own storms, but then we cry when it rains all the time. Meaning we create the things around us that are happening. But then when they happen bad, it's because we created them. That's why. But then we want God to fix that for us. No, he's not going to fix it for you. He has spirit guides who are going to help you, but they're not going to fix your life. They're here to help you make better decisions. You have to fix your own life. They're just trying to help you to make better decisions to fix that. But what they're trying to teach you is to stop making bad decisions so you won't have this screwed up life all the time. You can do better, but you have to want to do better. But you got to make better choices. That's all.
He's
not going to do it for us. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, that's for everything, yo. That's a big
But I like the way you say it.
Yeah, but, you know, I appreciate that. But, yeah, it's based on common sense, man. You know, common sense will get people a lot further than they would based on whatever education. You know, I always tell people the difference between you being connected to the spirit and you being a smart person or educated person is that, you know, being a really educated person and being able to stand on that just means that you can retain information. because in order for you to measure your smartness, you got to have a test on it. And in order for you to pass the test, you had to remember things that was regurgitated to you. It's not your particular, you know, information. It's the information that somebody gave you that you had to remember. But when it comes from spirituality, that's an automatic download to you, for you, and only you. And the people around you, whether you share it with them in the most vivid way possible or you are vague as possible, either way it go, the vision is not for them. If they're meant to be alongside you, they're going to walk alongside you in your decision-making and, you know, in their spirit of tone, whether they should be walking alongside you or not, if they're listening to
Correct.
That. But in, Correct. In so many instances, you have people who feel like they think that they know more about your life than you. And that's when you get to the whole thing based on religion, because there's so many people who feel like their intuition is for everybody else and not for them. So,
right.
for example, I remember being around certain people in churches and they would say, well, God told me to tell you. And I used to always say to myself, well, why wouldn't he say it to me? Like, why would he think I would accept it from you? And then some people will only say things to you when they say it come from God, when it's negative. I never really get people who come and say something that say that God wanted me to let you know this, and it's a positive thing, right? Very seldom do people do that. I got another question for you here from the audience real quick.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. So keeping in mind what you shared, why do they choose to stick around instead of crossing over? Is it because they haven't accepted the fact that they have passed away? And that's about the spirit, the spirits that hang.
Wow, man, that's a really good question. yeah, I love that question. Holy crap. Nobody ever asks that question. Yes, some of them don't know that they have passed away, because when you stand up out of your body, you are still you. I see cows and horses walking around grazing. If they thought they were dead, they wouldn't be grazing. But they are still feeling as though they are themselves, and that's why they're grazing. But a lot of them do know they have passed away, but a lot of them don't know they have passed away. I have spirit come up to me all the time and say, am I dead? Yes, you are dead. So I, and then they go, "What am I? Where am I at, though?" And I tell them where they're at. But what happens is the way that it happens for everyone is you stand up out of your body, you'll step out of it, you'll look down, you go, "Oh, I don't need that anymore." You'll know you're different. You'll take a step to the left, you'll look to the right, you'll see a light turn on, and that is a portal of light, the light into heaven to shine, to show you where to go. But not everybody goes in there. And a big reason of that is because when you wake up out of your body, let me ask for Ra, how many times you've been here? 28? So, Ra, so I just asked that quickly how many times you've been here. You're on your 28th lifetime, okay? You've had 27 other lifetimes. Yes, you. Meaning you've had 27 other sets of moms and dads, brothers and sisters, dogs and cats, and 27 other astrological signs. I mean, absolutely horseshit, okay? Anyway, but when you stand up out of your body, you're going to get perfect memories of your lifetime here, plus the other 27 lifetimes. You're going to get perfect memories, like it was yesterday, of all your lifetimes and everything you've ever done. Why? Because you have released the body, which is a block, okay? And once you step up out of that, you'll get all of that back. And then when you look into that light, you're going to think to yourself, well, shit, I've been here 28 times. If I walk into that light, there's a possibility I might have to come back. And maybe you don't want to. So they stay here. Because they don't all want to come back. They don't all want to do this again. Because they know a lot of those lifetimes were hard. And maybe that next one's going to be hard too. They would have to wake up in that baby body and go and do go to school and do all that stuff. Maybe if there is school, who never knows? Because you've been here so many times. Not every time have you been here has there been school. Okay, or not, has there been jobs and computers and bathrooms and all that other stuff? You've had to live in, you know, the 12th century, 13th, 14th, 15th, all those times when it was hard. And who knows what the next one's going to be like when you come back. So, and then when you come back, it's going to be all this other stuff again. You're thinking, oh man, why did I do this? But you're not knowing why did I do this again, because you're back again. But you know it now because I'm telling you about it. So you may not want to come back, and sometimes you may just stay here in that lower energy earthbound realm. But I'm telling you, you don't want to stay there. And it ain't all, it's okay, but it ain't great. It ain't wonderful. But you're not going to know whether or not you have to come back unless you go into that light. Or unless you ask me. Because I get those answers. Gotcha. Well, I get everything. But you will not find out if you have fulfilled your purpose unless you go through that light. Or again, if you ask me, because I can find out if you fulfilled your purpose or not. And then if you haven't, I'll tell you what you need to do. So anyway, so you go into that light. Maybe you get to stay home. Maybe you don't have to come back again. But again, a lot of them don't know that because they didn't cross over. But they don't cross over for a lot of reasons. They don't cross over because someone here told them that they were a horrible person. Someone here told them that God was going to judge them. Well, we judge ourselves 1,000 times a day. Why does he need to do it once more? Because he doesn't. He doesn't do that. He doesn't judge us. We are his children. It's religion that judges you. It is people that judge you. It is not your creator who judges you. He doesn't, okay? It is everyone else judging you for who you are. But that's only because you listen to them. Stop listening to them. You don't need to, okay? So, yeah, they don't always go, but they don't always want to go, but some of them do. But as many people that do cross over, there's that many that don't. When I look into that realm, I see gazillions of them walking around, and I try to cross them over as much as I can. But not all of them want to go. Many have told me they don't want to go. They're fine where they are. That's up to them. It's up to their choice. What do? I move on to the next one. That's all.
Yeah, because I've heard that. I've definitely heard, not that I've had 28 lives, but I've heard on my 28th one, but I have heard that that's a lot of the reasons why they don't go into the light, because of the fear of having to come back and do it all over again.
Right. But you never know what's going to be. I mean, for the way that it works, when you do pass away, if you die under the age of 30 years old, you come back 8 years later. You're not coming back as someone else's uncle, okay? Or, oh, that must be Uncle Joe. No, you come back as your own soul every single time, okay? And there's people who say, oh, next time I leave, when I leave here, I'm going to come back as an eagle next time. It doesn't work that way either. You come back as a human every single time. But you don't always come back time. So out of the 28 lifetimes you've been here, 12 times you were here as a woman. But because you're not going to learn lessons in the same body all the time. That's all. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. It doesn't make anything but you. That's all it makes you. And all, everything that you've learned in all your lifetimes. That's all.
Right. Which, I mean, I guess for most people is they need a balance of both, right? In order for them to actually really be able to balance out their emotions. You gotta be able to have a little bit of both. And I mean, from what I understand, but yeah, man, so that's crazy. So I've been here, this is my 28th time, and 12 of those times, almost half is I've been a woman. Yikes.
Yes. Right? And there are only two sexes. There's only women and men. All that other stuff is that's all about them wanting to be an individual and all that stuff. And it's just a fad. Yeah. That's all it is. We're going to let all that stuff go very soon. But yeah, it's all that you come back as men and women. That's it. Let it all go. Now, why does someone come through in a different sexuality? They come through, it's a man and he's gay. Why does he come through? Well, there's a possibility that maybe the last 6 or 7 times he was here, he was a woman. And then he comes into a man's body. He would have feelings for men.
Gotcha.
Same way for women. You know, the woman comes through and she has feelings for women because maybe the last few times she was here, she was a man. She comes into the next body and it's a huge change. Huge change of body, but still the same feelings. So we're all the same. We're all, you know the differences between you and me, man?
What's that?
Nothing.
There's nothing. That's not how the world view it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's well, if you want to listen to what the world says, go right ahead. But I don't do that. I listen to what the inside of me says, and inside of me says that you and I are brothers. That's what it says.
Facts. That's a fact. And I say a lot of that, or every week, about the way that we have been put against each other and separated by simple things that really don't make no sense, right? And it's the dumbest thing, skin color, all these other things that people put as a barrier in between people not to learn from people, because you have certain scenarios where people are gathered by a color, but then you just, it doesn't really make sense because you really don't get to choose what color you are when you come here. So
correct.
In order for you to really be this person, well, you got to understand what if you was another, you know, race before, or what if you,
right,
you know,
you
it's
were.
Just so many different questions.
You're, you know, you've been here 28 times. You're from all over the world, my friend. You have been in 28 different bodies, and you have been in from 28 different parts of this world. In other words, you're from all over this world. Your soul chooses the body it's coming into. It comes into the same family all the time, the same family circle every time. But your family has been many different colors, many different religions, many different races. It's you're just coming in to learn lessons. That's what you're doing. And that maybe the last life you were here, you didn't learn those lessons correctly. You had to come into a new situation that was going to hopefully, it was going to be harder, but hopefully you will get through them this time.
Yeah, so that's interesting that you say that, because, you know, a lot of the things that interest me and that gets me going and makes me motivated are things that's dealing with, you know, things that are artistic, you know, and I love to create, right? And I love, it's just things that speak to me, right? Like that it's like a thing that I just cannot help. Doesn't really matter to me if it's on a large scale or, you know, just in the space that I'm in now. I just love to be creative. And, you know, it's just so many different things that I do. And I've always, you know, been told, depending on people around, that either I do too much or because of the artistic things that I do, it's all I think about. And it's really hard for people to understand the difference between doing things that's so natural to you and you can't explain why versus you really out here just trying things because it's something to do. And
yes,
it's a really big difference with that. So
yes,
I don't know, maybe throughout the lives that I lived, I've been, you know, creative in a sense of now it's just, cause some things I do, I'm really don't know how I know how. So yeah,
it's so it's different for everybody. Not each and every individual life is here to learn lessons and fulfill a purpose, but it's their lessons that they have to learn. It's and what your lessons are don't actually coincide with what their lessons are. Sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't, and they have to learn to figure them out. Not always easy to do, but they do have. I know these people. I worked around people who were not good at learning lessons. I worked in prison for 6 years, and the people that I met in there just didn't figure out that they were not good criminals. You know, some people can. I don't judge them on who they are and what they did. I just know maybe they just made some bad decisions at that moment in their life, and this is where it got them. But they can choose to make better decisions. Everything in your life is a choice. Everything in your life is going to be a choice. If you came to me and you said, Daniel, I'm having a problem with drinking alcohol. It's getting out of hand. I'm drinking way too much. I'll say, look, you know what? I'll take you away from drugs and alcohol. I'll keep you away from all that, all the drugs. Now I'll take you to meetings and stuff like that. And I'll keep you away from all the bars and all that stuff. Although, who doesn't like a good strip club? I get it. No problem. But I'll take you away from all that stuff. But until you choose to stop drinking, no matter what I say or do, isn't going to make a difference. So no matter what you do, everything in your life is your choice. If you want to do good things, you will do good things. But if you don't want to do good things, or you just don't feel you have time to do good things, then you won't. It's up to you. But everybody has to make their own choice throughout any of their lives. It's those lives that you made those choices in that got you to have to come back over and over and over again. It's when do you stand up and say, I'm going to make better choices? Because as I always tell everybody, you either stand up or you're owned. And I don't want to be owned in this world. I want to stand up and I want to take control of myself. I want to know that I have trust and faith within myself to do whatever I want to do without anyone else telling me how I should do it or have to do it. I don't want to listen to that. I want to listen to what's in here to guide me in this world. So either stand up or be owned. I mean, the fact is, if you pay attention, I don't pay attention all the time, but because there's a lot of bullshit, but if you pay attention to what's going on in government and all that other stuff, it doesn't make a difference who you are. It doesn't make a difference what religion you are. It doesn't make a difference what color you are. We are all slaves to this world because we put up with it. What we need to do is stop putting up with it. That's what we need to do. Come together as people.
That's a thing. That's a real thing right there, man. For real. That's a real thing right there. Coming together as people, uniting as a people who can stand on their own, irregardless of who is in whatever leadership role that involves the country. Because there's so many different things that happen each and every day that comes down the pike as threats, right? As threats to us as just regular people or people out here that really has nothing to do with us. We are the ones that, you know, for people who go to work and they have 9-to-5s, you know, their taxes get taken out immediately. So they're actually, you know, not knowingly, they're funding things that are going, that are making other people's lives miserable. And we just going to work and making a living for ourselves, not knowing that percentages of our money that's being taken from us that we consider going to taxes, it's being used to oppress other people. So, you know, I feel you, man, in a lot of ways of things that you said tonight. And a lot of it boils down to there's ways that people can get answers. They just got to make sure they pick the right person that to get the answers from.
Yeah, and I may not be the right person for them. I am the right person for a lot of people, but then again, they have to make the choice to find out if I am the right person. A lot of these podcasts that I do, people find out that I'm the right person for them because they like what they're hearing, because they know that their soul is telling them, hey, this is making sense. This is making sense. You should listen to this guy. But I'm not for everybody. I understand that. You have to make your own decision to find out if I'm the right guy for you or if someone else is. I'm not telling everybody out there, hey, I'm the only one out there. There are many out there that you can go to, but you have to decide which one is the best one for you. That's all.
Yep, and take accountability for the answers that you get.
Correct.
Right. It's not so much about your belief. It's if you come in to get answers, take accountability for the answers you get. They could be positive, they could be negative. Either way, it depends on how you look at it. Because you know, even the things that maybe look like it's negative can also turn positive with the choices that you make. You may have to change some choices. Because there could be a person that's coming to you and they could be right, they could be on crack, right? And you can tell them, hey, you're a great person, you got all these other things, but you're gonna die if you keep smoking crack. Now, they got the choice to say, well, you know what? I know somebody who's been smoking crack for 40 years, they ain't die, and they can still, you know, it's whatever you come up with to rationalize it, but you have to take accountability for the answers that you get, and you know, that way. You can make the best decisions. That's just,
that was a real good analogy. That was a real good analogy, my friend.
It's like that, bro. It's like that. Well, look, man. Look, this has been an amazing conversation. I've
enjoyed myself.
And so what I need to do, man.
You are on it, man. You are on it. I mean, I could sit and listen to you as much as you were sitting here listening to me, man. You get it. You understand it. I'm glad you do, because there's not a lot of people out there do. I'm glad that you're out there helping other people to get it and to understand it. I wish there were more people like you out there doing that, but I'm glad you're one of them that is out there doing it, because I can hear everything, man. I'm hearing it. I'm listening to it. And I'm going, this guy gets it, man. I don't hear that a lot. And that's the problem. I wish I heard it more, but when you do hear it, when people do hear you, or like I said, when they do hear me, they know, okay, this person gets it. This is the person who can help me. So I need to keep listening.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man, because you never know, man. You know, everybody don't give you, and it's not even about giving you credit or any of those type of things like that, but it's very few people that are pouring into you knowing that you've given them good information. right? Yeah. Because, you know, it comes with a level of spirituality, because some people say, well, I don't even know how he know that. So that's almost them giving the spirit, you know, the spirit world the credit, you know, for, in order for the downloads to come, in order for there to be, you know,
and that's the thing
people understand.
I wasn't this person before I became a medium. I was in a not so good motorcycle club. I worked in prison for the last 6 years I was working. I was just a regular guy. I worked in warehouses and was doing driving forklift and stuff like that. It's just, but this came on for me when it was supposed to. Again, I was seeing spirit all the time, but I couldn't put two and two together and try to figure out what was really taking place here. I thought I had ghost stories. That's all, because I had so many of them. But it was when it came on. Now everything that I get or everything I talk about, I didn't know any of that stuff until 8 years ago. And in the past year, 8 years, it's just been coming to me more and more and more. They bring me more and more all the time, but I see more and more all the time as well. So, yeah, I mean, and the things that I do, like that video with that lady who I picked up on, she had drowned in her previous lifetime and she has a fear of drowning now. I mean, honestly, where the hell would I be able to get that from?
Yeah.
How does things like that happen? I can't make that shit up. It's there.
No.
And I'm not there to have those little instances just to prove myself to people, because I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 8 years. I don't do auditions. I just do what I do.
Mm.
But you're either going to, like with anything, in with me or you or spirit or even God, you're either going to have faith and believe in it or you're not. It's that simple.
That's it. That's it. And that's the rule of life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Either you in or you out. Either you will or you won't. Either you do or you don't. It's whatever way you want to put it. It's either or, and you have the choice. And everyone has the choice to make. And depending on how you deal with it, you live with your choices. Don't regret the choices that you make, because it's your choice to make, right?
Yes.
So look, how can people get with you, man? If they want to get with you, they want to have a conversation with you, they want to try to get some answers, what do people need to do to get with Spirit Medium Daniel?
If they want to get a reading with me, they can find me at spiritmediumdaniel.com. It's one long word, spiritmediumdaniel.com. I do different types of readings there. One of them is, some people just like to ask me questions about spiritual stuff, and they want to know answers to that. We can sit and talk for 2 hours, because that's what we'll do. The other one is they just want a regular reading where they want to ask me some life questions and they want to know things about their past loved ones and have you. We can do that. Or there's others who have an ability who feel as though they have something similar to mine. And I will have a reading with them and talk to them about that and tell them about the changes in their life that have to be made in order for them to get where I'm at. But no one's going to get where I'm at, because no one has as many archangels as I do. They just don't. I'm the shizzle fucking dizzle. I'm not bragging. It just is. But I will help them to get to where they need to be. Just is, my brother. If they want to read my story about how everything happened to me and for me, they can go on Amazon and they can put in the search bar, Daniel Jackson, The New Beginning, My Awakening as a Spirit Medium. I have a copy of it sitting. Well, it's actually behind me, but here's a copy of it. So if they want to see it, that's what it looks like online. They'll see that picture of a man walking into a bright white light. That is me. That's me on the back of it. Because I'm so handsome. Not really. But they can find it on Amazon. It's $8. I'm not trying to make $1 million, man. I'm just trying to help people as much as I can. And they get the ebook. It's like $6 or $2.49 or something like that, I think, or $6.49. I don't know. I try to keep up on it, man, but I'm so busy doing this stuff all day long. I'm always trying to help people every day. If they want to watch my show, I have a show called Beyond the Veil with Daniel Jackson. Me. That's how I started. I just signed with a brand new streaming network that's out now. It's a spiritual streaming network. It's called New Reality TV. It's on newrealitytv.com. You can find me there. You can find me on Facebook. I have a group on there called the Spirit Medium Daniel Group. You can join that. You'll see my face. And I'm very active on there. People ask me, some guy was asking me some questions today. So I'm as soon as I see the questions in there, when I get time to, I just answer them for people. Why? Because, well, why not? You know, because they need the help. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there as well as like your podcast. I've been on like somewhere over 250 of them in the past 3 years, something like that. Look me up on YouTube. Just put in Spirit Medium Daniel. Put my last name Jackson in there, and then you'll see me everywhere, all over the place. I'm out there more than an old whore. It's probably a bad thing, but it's a good thing. But just saying, man. I got dumb jokes, man. It just comes out of me. Just flows out of me like shit.
Hey,
it's like a bad diarrhea.
But they
can find me everywhere, man. You could just Google me. Just Google Spirit Medium Daniel, or just look for Spirit Medium Daniel Jackson, and you'll find me. And you'll find some way to get a hold of me. So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. All right. So, Beth, so all of my people that watch tonight, thank y'all so much for joining us, man. Y'all know how we do. Like I say, each and every week, man, I'm going to bring y'all some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight, I didn't fall short of that. I'm going to keep it going, and we're going to keep moving, because right here on Sparkle Conversation, I told y'all my main purpose of this platform is to have conversations with people. You know, people you may not see on TV, people that are not famous, but people who have amazing lives and people who have things that you can possibly relate to. And that's what this platform is about. So thank y'all so much for jumping on. Thank you to my guest, Spirit Medium Daniel, for jumping on and giving his expertise, letting me know about, you know, Carolyn that's over here behind me, and also how many lives, because I definitely appreciate that, because, you know, it's a lot of things that I think about all the time, but very seldom can I really narrow it down to getting the correct answer. So thank you for
now
that.
Now you know.
And now I know. And so the rest of you guys out there, remember, you know, each and every week we're going to be here Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and just come through and we're going to chop it up, all right? So Spirit Medium Daniel, hold on for a second. We're going to chop it up a little bit offline. And to the rest of y'all, be right here next week, all right? Be here, be square. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace. Y'all hold it down out there.